Hey, how you doing? Come on in. I got the steel folding chair out for you. Freaking thing. I'm gonna have to invest a new one soon. Modest Joint has a huge budget, so what's a steel folding chair? I don't know. 25, 35 bucks. Dropping the hat. Anyways, this is Modest Joint. I'm glad you stopped by. I am Michael Modest, and I have the will to fight, so don't test me. If you want to email me, you can email me at michael.modest@gmail.com. You can also hit me up on myspace.com/michaelmodest. Hit me up on Facebook or Global Wrestling Promotions. Real quick, I want to get a plug out of the way here. First of all, if you're a young wrestler or you're a, older wrestler looking to pick up work, looking to get a little plug out there, I urge you to get in touch with my man, Real Richard, at classfm.com. That's KLASFM.com. His show is Friday nights from 6 to 6:30. Get in touch with him and he'll put you on the show and give you a little plug, ask you a couple of questions. He's a real straight shooter. Also, I want you to check out blogtalkradio.com/ringgeneralweekly. My homeboy Damien has got his show on Blog Talk. This is a Global Wrestling Promotions affiliated program. So you're going to hear a lot of top wrestling news, the inside type stuff, you know. So check it out. All right, this week I've got a lot of Parkathal for you. I've got a little critique on the NWA wrestling product, the NWA Showcase. You can check it out by going to www.nwawrestling.com. Go up to the multimedia, hit click, and there's 5 episodes of NWA Wrestling Showcase. That's the program I'm currently checking out right now. And they got a couple other NWA TV tapings on there. But I urge you to check it out. It's good stuff. So let's talk a little bit about what I saw, what I liked, maybe what I didn't like. And, you know, I'm not going to go on a big rant here. I'd like to work with the company, so I don't want to bury them. But somehow I always end up doing just that because I'm an honest dude. I tell it like it is. And it ain't always pretty. But from what I saw of the NWA Wrestling Showcase, I really liked a lot of the concept. I liked a lot of what they did. There were some things I didn't like, but I mean, let's cut them a little slack, folks. It is their first attempt. 2 teams right off the bat. The Skull Crushers, man, main event in any company that they would be affiliated with. These guys are fantastic. I like their matches, too. Good old-style squash matches. I question some of the things they do. Like, they had these two guys, the Cutler Brothers, and they had a title match against the Skull Crushers. Now, the Cutlers, I don't want to take anything away from these guys, but, you know, it looks like a couple of Shaggies, man, from Scooby-Doo. They're a little on the thin side. You know, they got kind of a laid-back attitude. Their promo was a little on the weak side. And they were getting a title shot, and I thought, I don't buy that. Not against two killers like the Skull Crushers, man. But the match pretty much went the way it should have went. Skull Crushers, dominated for most of the time and then beat them. I like this kind of TV, especially when you're watching a new company that's just coming to be. You have to educate me on who your stars are. And they have to be presentable. And they got to know how to work TV. I don't know how much TV experience the Skull Crushers had, but whoever trained them for television. Another team that I thought looked very, very strong was Murdoch and Cade. Of course, two guys that have WWE experience. I wrestled with Murdoch over there in Pro Wrestling NOAH in Japan. So this guy is a seasoned vet. He's had TV experience. This guy knows how to work television. And they look great. Every team they wrestle, man, I enjoy the matches. Don't really remember who they wrestle. But I do remember Murdoch and Cade, and I do remember the Skull Crushers. Now, they got some other guys that are talented, the Young Bucks. JT Wilson, I think is his name. Gosh, I know it's not his name, but anyways. They got a couple of young cruiserweights that are pretty good. JT Perkins is the guy's name. And, you know, they're good. The problem is they try to use these guys as heavyweights. You know, it's important that when a cruiserweight wrestle a heavyweight, it's treated as kind of like a special attraction. And even if the cruiserweight goes over, which I think is fine, it's still got to be shown in a certain way. It's got to tell a certain story. A lot of things that I didn't like, you know, some of the talent I thought was very, very poor. Just in appearance, maybe not so much in content. One thing I will tip my hat to them about is they got wrestlers in there, man. All these guys knew how to wrestle, and they wrestled hard, and the program has a lot of wrestling. There's a guy wrestling called Mr. Wrestling 4, and I'll tell you what, I would love to see what the fans think of this guy. He's about 170 pounds, and he's flabby as hell, and he stole Steve Corino's gimmick. I think originality is important. They've also got some cats using my old gimmick, the Border Patrol. Ask Ed Schumann of the NWA about that. He knows, I don't know, 15 years ago, I wrestled in St. Louis, and Ed Schumann was managing me, and me and Max Justice, and we were the Border Patrol. So they got these guys, they dress up just like me. This Oliver John dude, he even shaves his head. He wants to be Mike Modest in the worst way, man. Originality is important. I was shocked when I was watching the TV, and like I said, I'm going to try not to bury myself with the company, but I think there's some real common sense problems with the television product. For instance, I did a little timing. I got out the stopwatch. And in a program, I watched the Skull Crushers. They were featured for 4 minutes in their squash match against whatever team they were wrestling. And yet, J.J. Perez, 175 pounds, flabby, he can work, he can wrestle, but he's got gray hair, and he looks like, I don't know, a beaver. And he got 12 minutes of TV time. 12 minutes of this dude versus 4 minutes of the Skull Crusher. You have to really seriously consider who's doing the book. There's an issue there. You just can't have it that way, guys. Brand marketing. You want the Skull Crushers, Lance Cade and Murdoch on the screen as much as possible. Adam Pearce is also a really strong talent in that company. Yeah, I know Adam Pearce doesn't do the triple Lindy salt. And that's exactly why I like the cat. He wrestles. He does what a heel is supposed to do. He beats down his opponent. He ain't flashy. He's not trying to get a pop from the crowd. He's a heel, for God's sakes. The man just wrestles and delivers one of the best pile drivers I've seen in many years. So anyways, I'm not going to go on too much more about this stuff. I've got 12 pages of critique, things that I saw that I liked or didn't like. But I won't bore you with all 12. Go check it out for yourself at www.nwawrestling.com. Now I'm going to move on to a little poem here real quick, folks. The show is coming quickly to a close. I was involved in an auto accident, man, and it was just one of those freak things. My grandfather died last Wednesday on the 11th, and I was driving his car home from my mom and dad's restaurant. I went and shut the restaurant up for him properly. They left kind of suddenly when they heard that my grandfather had passed. So I was driving home, heading to the memorial, and driving maybe a little too fast in a car that I was unfamiliar with. And I was involved in a pretty serious accident. But man, I'll tell you, I escaped pretty much scratch-free. And my girlfriend also got out of it without a nick. We didn't hit any other vehicles. We just trimmed some oleanders on Highway 5. In fact, I got a letter from Caltrans thanking me. The oleanders, it seems, were overgrown and needed to be trimmed anyhow. So here's my poem. My face is scratched, my body aches. The sun, it warms my heart's disgrace. I feel its blanket, a comfort, a breeze. Thank you, Grandpa, for protecting me. Gravel, dust, and breaking glass. I was going way too fast. There was a moment I could not see. Oleanders attacking me. My thoughts, my prayers, so focused and clear. Logan, I'm sorry. But still, we're here. I've learned a lesson. Wiser today. I see the world in a different way. Grateful I am, humble I be. My grandpa was there when I could not see. Now I'll tell you, man, after I wrote that, I thought to myself, I need a job with Hallmark, writing greeting cards, you know what I'm saying? Next, my top 10. This is the top 10 most asked questions of me this past two-week period. These are just from emails and things of that nature. Number 10, most asked question, who does your hair? All right, hardy har har, I get it, guys. Okay, I'm bald. Ha ha ha, yeah. Right, that's kind of like asking a fish who does your toes. Number 9, why don't you like TNA? I do like TNA. Tits and ass are great. Oh, wait a minute. You must mean the wrestling company with no wrestling, TNA. Well, you know, that's kind of like loving an ice cream parlor that doesn't serve ice cream. Or a strip club with no nudity. Or really liking a porn star who won't put out. Number 8, most asked question of me this week. What's your favorite animal? Well, I'd have to say, without a doubt, my favorite animal has to be the baboons doing the booking for TNA. Number 7, how did you get your body? Well, originally my mom and dad fucked, and ta-da, here I am. Lately, my girlfriend helps keep me in shape. And, you know, I mean, it kills me when people ask me this. It's just such a common sense thing. I lift weights. I do push-ups, sit-ups. I watch what I eat. You know, stay away from high-carb foods and high-fat foods, high-calorie foods. Eat healthy shit. It's real common sense. Go for a walk now and then. Number 6, most asked question of me. What's your favorite beer? Well, my favorite beer is the one with alcohol in it. Number five, who's your favorite porn star? Now, this, I thought, you know, when I got this question, I actually, two people asked me this question, and I thought, you know, these people, they know me, you know, because these are the kinds of questions that I got to answer. You know, they're important. Damn it, they're important. And so when they asked me, I started thinking, you know, gosh, there's so many wonderful porn actresses out there. It's hard to say. My brain is throbbing, you know. But if I had to pick one, I mean, if I absolutely had to pick one, I was being held by cannibals who were going to eat me. If I didn't pick one, I'd still probably have to say all of them. I love every single one of their pointed little heads. And that's the God's honest truth. But then as the cannibals were just about to put me in the pot of boiling water, I'd have to scream out, Nina Hartley. Nina Hartley's just something really precious about that woman. Number four, Mike, why are you so modest? You know, I'm really not sure. It's not like I went to school for it. I guess I'm just a natural. Number three, most asked question of me this week, do you think the NWA will rise from the dead? And I would say, wake up. It's all around you. And I urge you, independent wrestling fans, to get on the internet and find out who your NWA, your local NWA promotion is. Because really, it's a very large organization. It goes from coast to coast. And they've got some of the top wrestling talent in the nation. Number two, most asked question, what do you think about Sir Samurai being the new SPW, that Supreme Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Champion? Well, I think it's absolutely freaking marvelous, man. And I'll tell you what, I can tell he was in shape for the match. I liked what he was wearing. His body was ready. He beat that punk Big Ugly to a pulp. Big Ugly, you know, he finally stopped running. He finally ended up in there with a real man like Sir Samurai. And Sir Samurai took it to him and gave him a spanking. And I just hope and pray that the letters that his kids sent to me that were heartbreaking, asking me to be their surrogate father somehow, I hope those letters had something to do with him losing that belt. And the number one most asked question of Michael Modest this week, the last couple of weeks, are you okay after the accident? My answer, baby, I'm riding high above the traffic of life's daily stresses. My body feels good. My soul feels great. And it's grateful. Wrestling is hardcore, and I have the will to fight. I'm feeling dynamis, baby, but I'm wishing for peace.